The Guardian.
Well, I think it was almost the prototype science fiction movie. And like all great science fiction movies, it's a film that looks at the future but is very much rooted in its time. It was made in 1927, and it's very much a film of that kind of reflecting the era of Marxist uprisings, the Russian Revolution, capital, the growth of sort of big business. And it's a film that's set in a sort of privatized city that's split between the sort of pampered elite and the working class who kind of toil underground. And it's a really powerful film. And it's also one of the last great silent movies. There was a really boring time when sound came along, where the camera was very static and the actual look of the film became very dull for a while. Whereas with silent film, they had these kind of extravagant sets that they can kind of wheel a camera around in. And so it has a real sort of rhythm and pace that you just didn't get for decades afterwards.
Now, we've got 25 minutes of Metropolis that we've never seen before. What are these new scenes?
Well, the original Metropolis, which these scenes come from, screened in Berlin in May 1927, and it was seen as a disaster. And then the American company Paramount cut it very heavily, and that's the version that we all know. And it's still great, but this is the Metropolis as director Fritz Lang wanted us to see it. Apparently, it knits together a lot of the stranger aspects of the film where you actually think the plot isn't quite adding up. This apparently makes sense of the plot. It also has many more kind of violent scenes apparently in it. The negatives were discovered in a museum in Argentina, where they've been for sort of languishing for 80-odd years. They're very, very badly scratched, apparently, so they'll need a huge restoration job. But eventually we'll see Metropolis basically as we never thought that we would see it.
And what are the other great lost pieces of film that cinema lovers will sort of wonder about and wonder if we'll ever get to see them?
Yeah, there's a great kind of Rages of the Lost Art quality to this story, really. I mean, you've got to remember that in the early days of film, film was seen as a sort of throwaway medium. So people used to kind of make the film, send the prints out. The prints would be lost and damaged as they were kind of toured around cinemas. The negatives were sort of thrown in a warehouse where they would be left to rot or they'd be lost. So there are all these kind of great films that have disappeared probably for good. Of the sort of the great mythical kind of beasts, the sort of Loch Ness monsters of cinema, there's a John Huston film called The Red Badge of Courage, which was supposedly his favourite film, but was so badly cut by the studio that all that we have now is a very kind of bowdlerized version of that. And of course, the classic one, the real kind of the total mythical one, is Orson Welles' The Magnificent Ambersons, which is the film that he made after Citizen Kane, when he was supposedly the great revolutionary of cinema. And he made The Magnificent Ambersons, and again, it was cut by the studio. And he said it was cut in his absence by the studio janitor. He was so furious about this. And apparently, the full version of that is lost for good, and we will never see it. But then that's what they thought about Metropolis. So maybe it's out there somewhere.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.